It's time
for drive-thru cinema.
Each week, we discuss
the film
on the drive to the cinema
and review
it on the way
back.
So, buckle up.
Join me.
I'm your host,
Brett Kill,
and my friend
for this journey.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Drive-Thru Cinema. Today, Dan and Barbara are joining me in the car.
Hello.
Hi.
So, we're going to go see Aladdin, the new one.
Aladdin.
So, do you guys like, well, Barbara's not seen it, but what about, like, what are your thoughts on, like, the original one?
No, I haven't seen the original one, because I'm a Disney noob. I don't know any Disney films.
I, on the other hand, am not a Disney noob. I'm a Disney fanatic, and I love the original Aladdin, so I'm very excited for this.
I only know memes, so, you know, I know all the genie memes and all of that, but other than that, I don't have any idea what to expect, story-wise.
I think that's good, though, because obviously, like, Dan really likes Aladdin. I liked it. I like the sequel more. I know, unpopular, but I can't really say that I remember everything about it, because I've not seen the film that many times. So I think we've got a good range, like a really, like a, you know, Disney super fan, someone that, yeah, has seen it, and then someone who's just going, like, yeah, blank canvas.
This will probably be the most honest review. Like, it covers everyone.
Definitely. So let's talk about, like, our expectations for this film. So Dan, are you on fact-checking?
I am. I've got the Wikipedia page up.
Cool. So who's directing it?
Guy Ritchie.
Oh, boy.
I've read that, actually, yeah.
That's a weird choice.
How do you guys feel about that?
I really like Guy Ritchie, but he's not a Disney live-action kind of guy, you know.
I mean, he wouldn't be the first person to come to mind for that particular film, really.
Yeah.
Or for that kind of film.
Because he's, he's most famous for Snatch,
yeah.
You know, Lock, Stock, you know, some... pretty hard 18 rated films, like
and now it's a whole new world. Well, although, like, lately I've been watching films that have been, like, nothing to do with the directors, though. So Shazam, I watched, was directed, oh, I can't remember his name, but he's a horror director.
Yeah.
And he went into directing Shazam. And I think he did an okay job, but, like, yeah, I feel it's just a case of, like, I don't know, like, I think it's good when they jump genres, because usually they'll be able to try other stuff that they wouldn't normally
bring
do.
Bring something new to the genre as well.
Yeah, because he does all these sort of action movies, and Aladdin's got a bit more action in it than most, but also it's Disney, who probably have the most insane amount of control over a film, you know. So I suppose the director almost, I mean, I say almost doesn't matter, but Marvel did that with Taika Waititi. They brought in an unusual director and it was amazing.
Absolutely amazing.
It could be a great move. Who can say?
Or it could be really bad.
I was just going to say, because obviously you said he's directed action movies before, and we watched a trailer just now. And there are some, like, almost parkour scenes, which they look kind of ridiculous, but I'm also looking forward to them, yeah.
That was, like, a big thing about Aladdin from the start, though. I remember playing the video game they made for just for computers, and it was all about, like, parkour.
I remember, that was a great game.
It was an amazing game. It was great. It was like a platform game, and, like, you had these guys just chasing after you. And it was just a great game. 10 out of 10. Would play again. Can't even remember what it was called. Probably like Aladdin.
I mean, I would assume it's called Disney's Aladdin or something. Or it was one where you jump around the platforms and there's all the, you had to get the jewels. But
so there was quite a lot of, like, well, I won't say controversy, but pressure for the cast. So, obviously, I think Hollywood and, like, Disney and everyone is under attack currently in terms of, like, diversity.
Yeah, and, like, proper representation and all of that stuff.
So I was saying just before we got into the car that, like, oh, I would have loved to see like Dev Patel in this role. And he was like one of the guys considered for it, but I suppose like he's already like well established, I'd say, at least in like English, British cinema. And obviously, yeah, well, he's Indian, but Dan was just saying that, well, yeah, he's Indian, but, you know.
I mean, I enjoy if they have, like, fairly unknown actors, because it, like, helps me just focus on the characters and
yeah, so
see them
guy?
As the characters rather than, yeah, this, I don't know, what's his name?
I'm just going to get him now. I think, if I'm not much mistaken, I'm not looking at the wrong name, Mena Massoud, I hope I'm saying that right.
Has he done anything?
He's Canadian, so... yeah, I'm just going to pull up his filmography now. Oh, wow, he's not done a lot of film at all.
Yeah.
He's done, like, 5 films. He's done a lot of TV, though. He was in Jack Ryan. Wow, he's really not done a lot. Yeah, he's really. I'm looking at it, and there's really not. He's not done a great deal.
I think that's good. I mean, that really helps.
See, I always try to like not think too much of the actors. Like, even when people ask me to say like, "Oh, is this actor in this film?" and I'm like, "Oh, I don't really care," because I just always try and go in with like a. You know, just, I'll care about the character, I don't care about the actor, because, like, they can be so different in different scenarios and, like, directed under different people as well.
See, Raquel, I have the feeling that I'm just going to see Will Smith. I'm not going to be able to see Genie. I'm just going to see Will Smith.
I would say, I think they're trying to mimic exactly what the original Aladdin did. Because in the original Aladdin, literally, the genie character was invented out of Robin Williams' stand-up. The earliest animation for the genie was test animation, where they literally just animated Robin Williams' stand-up routines to the genie. And it worked brilliantly, and that's one of the reasons why Robin Williams did it. And they really played into that. You know, they just let Robin Williams be Robin Williams.
And he was great.
So I think they're trying to do the same thing with Will Smith. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between an animation and the actual actor, because you can still very much recognise Will Smith.
And also, like, from the trailer, it doesn't look like great. You know how we always complain about, like, CG? I think the problem with this is lack of CG. Maybe they should have just made him animated.
It's weird because it is clearly like they've animated him to make him big and then make him move a certain way, but then in some sense he isn't and sometimes he is.
It looks like bad cosplay. Disney can do better than this.
Yeah. The CG, and of course the first teaser trailer that came out about Aladdin had famously terrible CG. This Aladdin, and they completely, it was a bit of a disaster for them. I will also say, though, the props and production design and costume look fantastic.
Yeah, apart from Genie, really
cool. That's going to be interesting.
It looks really cool, because obviously, like, the original one has, like, a really good attention to detail. And, like, I wouldn't expect less from Disney, I don't think, because it's Disney. Like, they pretty much, invented, like, production design. I'd say, I don't know, I'm pretty excited about this. Like, reviews have... Well, and the reviews at least I've seen were like, oh my god, this film, why did they even? And that's like, to be fair, that's a lot of critiques, all these Disney remakes. I think it's 4 coming out this year or something like that.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, we had Dumbo, like, Lion King is coming out, and then there's this. And there's one more, Mulan, I don't think Mulan's coming out this year.
Very excited for Mulan. Mulan looks like it could do really well to be like a Zhang Yimou kind of, remember, like, hero?
Oh.
Imagine that with Mulan. I think that one, like, begs to be live action.
I think Mulan needs to be live action, it's just, I suppose there's this, like, fine line between, like, do we actually need to make another film that is basically the same one? Because, like, with Dumbo, the live action wasn't a remake, it was using a character and putting it in a different sort of situation, like, similar, but, you know, different, and, like, the film is a film on its own right, whereas, like, things like Beauty and the Beast were
frame by frame,
so...
Except they were worse. Just to throw that out.
I suppose, it does like spark up a conversation, like, is the industry actually running out of ideas? Because like it's just currently the cinema, like it seems like remakes and biopics. Like, I think
I have to say, I take issue with all that about saying that, oh, the live action remakes, this, that, and the other, or they're running out of ideas. I don't think it's that at all. I think they've got loads of ideas. I think they're just ignoring them. Because
it's impossible for them not to have ideas.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think it's dead cheeky when people are like, oh, it sucks, they're so creatively bankrupt, when what they used to do with all these animated films was just re-release them. Yeah. They would just release... I watched Lion King a few years ago when it came out in theatres again.
Yeah, well,
and it's like, I would rather watch a new version, which is different. Yeah.
On that note, we're about to get to the cinema. So, just one like quick expectation for the film. Barbara, what do you want it to... Like, what do you want to get from this film?
I want to just finally be able to... I don't know, experience Disney movies, because I haven't seen many Disney movies. I just want to be able to like chip in finally, and hopefully it does the story justice. I mean, you'll have to tell me whether it's like true to the original one or not.
I will.
I'm sure you will. But like,
so Dan, what do you want?
I guess kind of like Barbara, I want to feel that sort of Disney magic again. Like, yeah. I haven't, even in the remakes they've done, I haven't really gotten it, because they haven't hit a movie that was for me, like Jungle Book and Beauty and the Beast and Dumbo. I've never been into those. But Aladdin is like one of my childhood movies, so I want it to make me feel a bit like a kid again, and I want to feel the way I feel watching the original Aladdin.
I want to have that nostalgia again.
Well, and finally, me. What I want from this film, and I know it's a remake of stuff, but I want it to be a film on its own right, not relying only on like, yeah, this is what we did, this is a shot by shot type remake. I wanted to like add something, maybe some, what Dumbo did was like added like character death and like more story to it. I think I'm gonna be quite disappointed if it's just like the same story, because then it's like the same film twice, it's just one is live action and one isn't. But we shall see. So we're gonna get into the cinema now, and we are gonna put the trailer for you whilst we watch it, and just stick around for our immediate review.
They're over there! Get them! Stop! Peace! You three, get back here!
You stumbled upon an opportunity. I can make you rich. Rich enough to impress a princess.
What would I have to do?
There's a cave of wonders. Bring me the lamp.
Great one who summons me, I stand by my oath, loyalty to Wishes 3.
I'm kidding. Watch this.
Watch out! You done wound me up, you ain't never had a friend like me!
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in make me a prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Y'all see my palace?
You look like a prince on the outside, but I didn't change anything on the inside. Showtime.
No, I'm in charge, okay? I say when it's time. Really? I thought a princess could go anywhere.
Not this princess.
Do you trust me?
We just got out of watching Aladdin 2019, Guys, first impressions. Shoot, Dan.
I really liked it. I really, really enjoyed it. It's not better than the original. Didn't expect it to be. But I think it fulfilled what I wanted out of it.
I really, really enjoyed it. As I said, I can't compare it to an original, but I really enjoyed it. I really loved the music in it. And, like, I only knew, like, one number before, but there were some good jams in there. And also, like, it was visually really beautiful. I didn't expect I didn't expect them to go, like, that all out on it. I mean, I thought they would go all out on the costumes and the things, but like that was a lot. But in a good way, I really enjoyed it.
I have such mixed feelings about it because I loved it for the most part, and in a lot of ways I think it was better than the original. However, I hated Jafar, and not in a good way. I think the actor was really bad in it. Because in the original one, Jafar is terrifying. Like, every single time he's there, it's like, oh my god. And this one, like, I felt like every single time, the whole film was great. And then Jafar would come in and I was like, oh, not this guy again. And not in the terrifying, like, oh no, he's a villain, like, we have to fear him. No, it was just like, eh. And then his voice was like high-pitched, but like, not even like over the top. And then I suppose the other character, like, I wasn't a fan of was the Sultan, because they both had such good characters, I felt, on the original one. And on this one, like, I suppose comparing it is just like they just weren't as like impactful. But apart from that, I really liked it. So what do you guys think?
I really liked the Sultan, like his character. It didn't stand out to me. He didn't stand out to me in a negative way, but like I really enjoyed him, and like he made sense as a character to me. But I see why you wouldn't like Jafar as much, like his portrayal in that one. But I still found him scary in a way in some, like in certain moments. But I don't know.
I agree. I actually really like the Sultan in this one. I do get that he's not as distinct. He's much more normal.
He's down to earth.
He's very down to earth, but he feels like a Sultan. Whereas in the original, it was kind of a joke. He was always the sort of running joke character, which worked in an anime film because it was shorter. But he has so many more scenes in this one, and he kind of has to be more regal. So I think he works, and I think he has a few lovely moments with Jasmine. Yeah. I really like Jafar actually. He's not as intimidating or as frightening as the original, but again, I think it works because they really add a lot in this film. Like, this is very different, I think, to the original. Of course, a lot's the same, but they add a lot, and particularly they have this really nice connection, this kind of shadow connection between Jafar and Aladdin. They actually really build that relationship, and I think the way they play Jafar makes a lot more sense for that interpretation they're going for. I'm glad he wasn't scary. If I wanted scary Jafar, I'd watch the original. But And I did find him quite creepy when he went a bit maniacal. I think he was kind of unnerving. But he never reached the villain level. He was never really that much of a villain. He was just a bad guy.
Yeah, I think you described it well. He's intimidating, but not necessarily scary.
Yeah.
I suppose what I didn't completely buy was, like, obviously, from Jafar's point of view, like, the Sultan is just, like, useless. And, like, I get that from the original one. Like, yeah, you can say, like, yeah, that guy is, like, how can he be the Sultan? But on this one, like, I could definitely see him being, like, a reasonable kind of guy. And then Jafar, I don't know, they just, I don't know. I didn't like the performance with Jafar. Did he have a song?
No.
He didn't.
Added songs, some songs, and they cut Jafar's one little musical bit, because he has that musical bit where he sends Aladdin away, you know, Prince Ali. I've forgotten what he goes. He does a remix of Reprise of Prince Ali.
That's a great part of the original one. Mm. But like, I did appreciate, I love the new songs, mm. like, especially because Jasmine didn't have that song. I don't know if I'm wrong, no. But I was guessing like strong vibes from Moulin Rouge actually, when she sings in the elephant. And she's just go like, one day I'll fly away, whatever. And I felt like, oh my God, that's like the same sort of thing. And I love it when they go for that kind of sound. And her songs were absolutely amazing.
They're very empowering songs. Like, if you listen to the lyrics, they made a lot of sense for her character.
And her interpretation of them was just, like, flawless.
Yeah, she's
an
amazing singer, Naomi Scott. She was brilliant.
Yeah, I thought in general, like, the music was so good in this. Like, I can't compare it to the original, but the music in this was probably my favourite part.
I love the music. I really liked Will Smith in it, even though he was very different than Robin Williams was, again, because you haven't seen that. And I think he played it really well. Not just in the music, but outside the music. It was very much Will Smith doing the genie, and I think it really, really worked. I really liked his musical numbers.
Obviously, living up to Robin Williams' genie is like a bar set so high, and I think he was at least as good. I loved him. His musical numbers, as you say, like, it was Will Smith. And that was just really good. Like, he added his own like thing to it, and I found him really, really funny.
And as well, I have to say a personal note, I'm really glad he didn't rap. I thought he was going to at one point, and I was like, okay, he's gonna do it.
He did a bit of beatbox.
But then he didn't rap, and I was like, okay, good, because it's a musical, and then it's like over the credits that there's a rap version, which I think is the right way around to do it.
Yeah. So like, I was a bit, like, worried about just being able to see Will Smith rather than the genie at first.
I definitely saw Will Smith, to be honest.
I mean, I'm
not gonna lie.
I definitely saw Will Smith, but, like, it didn't take me out of it. Like, it worked, and he made the character really funny. That was another thing about the whole movie. Like, I found it really funny in a lot of instances. I don't know, it just worked for me.
I agree. I think it was really, really funny. I think it was definitely funnier than the original, but missing, when you consider that one had one of the best comedians ever in it, this is probably overall more funny.
They gave everyone more depth, which is...
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what I wanted from it, so they're definitely not disappointed.
Yeah.
But speaking of, like, slight disappointments, maybe, was there anything you guys didn't like about it, or were like, I don't know, like, not convinced on?
I was a bit mixed about the scale of it. I have to say, I thought, again, I think this is a problem with comparing it to the animated one, which is, is or isn't a bad thing. I think it feels a lot smaller. Like, Prince Ali feels a lot smaller, and it's a lot less expressive, and the scale of it isn't as big. Which is, you know, to an extent, I think is just a product of it not being animated. But it did at times feel a bit claustrophobic, and I was like, this could do with being bigger. This could do with being even louder again.
Really? I thought it was
absolutely,
really big.
I thought it could be bigger.
I thought
it was very big as well.
I think it's big compared to musicals, but when you're basing it off Aladdin, which is gigantic, and you have the visual of Agrabah, which is this monolithic palace, where now it's kind of more realistic, which it makes sense, but it's also obviously, like, okay,
it's,
you know,
it was very grand. Like, I think, like, just a grand of it all. It just, yeah, it was visually stunning, and I found, like, wow.
Well, Barbara, was there anything you weren't really keen on?
I wasn't really keen on all the parkour he did. That was really weird.
That was an essential part of Aladdin, though.
I mean, yeah, but like, it's just a bit weird to me, and it.
Yeah.
I get that it's part of the character in the sense, but I don't know. Some of the scenes were just a bit weird to me, I guess.
Yeah.
There are times where it's obviously like a scene from the original, and they've made it change it, and they have to change it because you can't just copy frame for frame the original, because everyone will complain about that. and it just does sometimes just didn't work. Like I thought Street Rat, Aladdin's first musical number, it's so tight to what he's doing. Every line is relevant to what he's doing and how he's behaving. But in this one, it's more sort of like he's running and then he's singing songs that aren't really anything to do with it.
Yeah. Well, so I suppose, what would you guys rate it out of 5 and why? Just really short as we approach the end of our drive.
Difficult. I'd give it a 4 out of 5 because I really enjoyed it. It's a 2-hour movie, but it didn't feel like a 2-hour movie.
Hmm.
I agree. I'd give it a 4 out of 5. It was really, really enjoyable. I'd give it 4.5 out of 5. It was really enjoyable, really fun, exactly what it should have been. It did almost everything right, really. It just suffers a little bit from comparison to the original, which is nothing to be ashamed about.
I suppose I'd give it like a 3.5. For me, as I say, like, I like, if Jafar's character would have been like better overall, I would have given it a 5. But it just took so much out of the stakes of everything. I felt like even though everything else was perfect, this just took too much from it, I thought. But yeah, so thank you guys for joining us today. So I hope, well, you definitely enjoyed the film, so it wasn't 2 hours of your life wasted. And for those of you who are listening, just let us know what you thought about Aladdin, if you've seen it, or did you love it, did you hate it, I don't know. So just let us know, and share this podcast with your friends if you want. And we'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This was Drive Through Cinema. Join me again next week when we talk about our expectations and review yet another film.